Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, isn't it? The dog is starting to come in a little bit sooner now.
When are they going to be calling this daylight saving time stuff? You know they do that stuff, right? When are you going to be calling that? Oh, did y'all catch the live stream the other day?
Yes, sir.
There's going to be a weeping howl. It's go all through the land. People just ain't ready. They just assume and think that everything is going to be the same. But anyway, hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters of YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, whatever form that you're listening to us on, whatever platform it is. We send blessings to y'all in the precious name of Yahshua, Jesus Christ. Good to have y'all here. It's good to be in the land of the living. It really is. And we hope each one of y'all are encouraged.
Oh, yes.
This day.
Yes. This day. Hallelujah. Free.
This day.
Free.
And I tell you, as the days go by, we can see that we're hastening to the coming of the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Whether it be in my lifetime or your lifetime, I don't think it's long. You know, we think that 5-10 years is long. It ain't long at all. That's not long at all. It ain't long. We think 20 years is long. We actually think a lifetime is long. That's not long, especially when you go and look at it. You ever been to cemeteries and walk through the things and see some of the, how long some people been gone? Long time. Some of them back to life. Did you go to the cemetery when we walk around and check up the headstones?
We have.
Yeah. I know everybody's like, what the hell? Let me tell y'all something, man. If you ever had a hide, it's the best place to go. I guess I'll let the cat out of the bag. Best place to sleep, too. Ain't nobody going to disturb you.
That's true.
Everybody's like, what the cemetery? Anyway, never mind. Never mind. You think people going to be looking for you at the cemetery? No, man. Especially these huge relics they done erected to the dead, boy. There's some obelisks all over the place. People been masons along since the 1600s and stuff. 1800s. All right, well, anyway, we'd like to first of all thank each and every last one of you for your gifts, your letters, support, your donations, whatever way that you support this ministry. Does not go unnoticed. It helps sustain us to continue to keep pushing forward, not only here at the Hub and Straightway, but other communities as well, and keep building a future for our children's children. All right, so we got a couple of announcements that we need to go over here. Well, this day, there was no lines then this week, but the sisters, they did a pretty good broadcast, did a pretty good job. Cut off date for letters, job, school, or whatever it is actually tomorrow. Thank you, Monkey Bastard. Hallelujah, glory to the King. You're always there, Brian. And then, Brother Galen. Love you, my brother and shepherd. And Yala has now officially took an early retire after 22 years from the Sheriff's Department. Offering most high Yala. Well, glory to the King. Will I still be able to run people license plates? Do I still got that connection? Does she got a connection still? I mean, we got to be able to collaborate on our image position. That's good. Hallelujah. I bet she happy, too. But the letters is tomorrow. Tomorrow is the deadline. So you know we're not going to be writing any letters. So it's really today. We gave y'all plenty of time to get them in, in order to get your request in at least. This year, during the feast, we're going to do things a little bit different. We're going to coordinate a shuttle system. We're going to use vans, and we're going to use radio. What you got, Mom?
800
inbox.
She has not heard from DMV or Dallas.
DMV or Dallas. What's taking y'all so long? It's not Houston either, right? It's Dallas. What's taking y'all so long to call in and let us know how many is coming? People can't be listening. don't think it's lifted. There's no way it can be lifted. Y'all need to call in and give us your numbers. Y'all know the reason why we do that, right? I explain it all the time.
Yes, sir.
Logistically, we've got to get ourselves ready, and we don't want to overspeak. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
That's why we ask for the numbers. And so if y'all don't mind showing a courtesy, it ain't going to hurt you to do that. Just show us a little bit of courtesy. Call in and give us your numbers. Oh, okay. Thank you, Brother Fred. Hey, Carol, Mother Vicky, or some, Mom Vicky, or somebody got that wrong because Brother Fred said he called in on the 3rd. Glory to the King. I figured he wasn't dropping the ball like that. That young man be on it. Y'all see the garden stuff that they harvested down there on Facebook? They harvested a lot of food. That's good.
She heard from them, but not the other group from Dallas, like the
Cannon
family, all of them. I don't know if they're
fellowship
together.
I don't know. Ain't none of my business. All right, I love you. I know that we know of a lot of people, but believe it or not, I actually be trying to stay out of people's business. I do. The only business I don't stay out of are those who we know.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
His family.
Yes,
who we know is part of the brotherhood. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, sir. A lot. Keep us well. Keep us
well.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, we want to run shuttles. What we're going to do is we're going to have 15 passenger minivans up top and down at the bottom. What we're going to do is cut off a lot of this traffic because we know that walking that hill, that's tribulation for some of them. That's really tribulation. So we're going to run shuttles about every, we hadn't figured it out yet. I'm going to say maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes or something like that. And that way we can communicate. And that way you can put a lot of people in the van to go up the hill or down the hill or something like that. But it's only going to be from a certain time frame. All right? We'll figure that out. Now, you all know that whenever we come together for feast, people coming from different geographical locations. Used to be, before COVID hit, it used to be people from all, you know, different parts of the world. We haven't had that in a while. We haven't seen none of our brothers and sisters from Brother Mike and the other brothers and sisters from different parts of the world. Since the pandemic, epidemic, and whatever else has been around. But they still are joined with us.
Yes, they are.
They're still joined. We're still with us in full force. So even here in the United States of America, you know, when you divide it up and everything, people coming from different weather systems. And sometimes when people get around, all it takes is one little sniffle bug to go around. And so we've asked people to, you know, get your home guard and stuff like that. And, of course, my family, we are big on the Michael Israel products. Now, this is just one. Can y'all bring me one of the respiratory stuff, the congestion and respiratory stuff? So anyway, I want y'all to get y'all pen and sheet of paper. Because they loaded up on herbs. And plus, I have to make a YouTube video. I told him, I said, now, if I make this video, y'all better get ready. Because y'all will be busy beyond belief. And they make some powerful stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it ain't none of that stuff that you buy in the store. See? Okay. So in the store, what they do, you buy a lot of these herbs, if you don't know the people, they'll put the alcohol in and stick a couple of leaves down in there. And then wait for the water to turn. And then add some food color or something in there. And you, oh, it's got some herbs. And your body just went through who knows what. But they packed that back up. Man, what they're doing is, this is the one that my family and stuff is taking right now. It's called the antiviral and respiratory defense. It is really good, strong too now. So, Brother Samuel is putting the link. If you want to go and check out all the props they have on there, householdherbs.com. And the claims, oh, it calms irritated tissues in the respiratory tract, supports removal of phlegm and mucus, powerful, expectorant, and respiratory stimulant. And it's all organic. You know how we know it's organic? Because it comes from Michael Israel's house.
Hallelujah.
That we know. Household herbs. And it works. So if you would do a maintenance dose, whatever it says, just do a maintenance dose. D, E, or whatever it is, take a maintenance dose. You know what I mean? Also, they got a kidney kickstop formula. Cleanses and kickstarts the adrenals, kidneys, for detoxification and vital organ system. Well, y'all go to their website and check it out. I'm telling you right now that we use it.
Yes, sir.
We do. We like supporting the people that is in the Israel we know.
Right.
Now, I can promise you this. They didn't charge no crystals.
Ooh.
Ooh. You know, put them in the herb back and say we're going to charge them up. They ain't shoot no dice over them. There is no chakras. They don't have pyramids in their house with the eye of Horus on it and all this whole other stuff. They didn't get energy from their hair and got kundalini all up in their ass, bringing revelations up. No, there ain't none of that stuff going on.
Hallelujah.
Nothing but just what the book says, the herb of the field for the service of man.
Yeah.
Is that a service of it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Since we're missing so much in this system today, what they call, I don't know, food or whatever, but I don't know what they call it nowadays. Glory to the King.
Oh,
now, up in Straightway, Kentucky East, Elder Mitchell and them are in bowl season. And they're already bagging deer.
Yep.
Are we in bow season? We in bow season.
September.
But see, they got deer out there. Down there at Brother Rashad's place, I'm telling you, we're going to come back with our truck. It's going to be cold out there. Ain't going to need no refrigeration. We're going to come back with that truck full. That rear end of that truck. Good old deer, venison. That's our staple in the wintertime.
Yeah,
now, you think about that.
Hallelujah.
You know, for the last 20-something years,
hallelujah.
25 years, we've been eating, of course, we eat chicken, our chicken, but we eat our meat.
Yeah.
And it's mostly venison. Am I telling you right?
Right.
Mostly venison. And the sisters, they know how to prepare and cook it every kind of way you can make pot. But it's just, and the wild is out of it. It tastes really good. And then, of course, we got cows that we butcher. You know what I mean? So when you think about that, and you think about the gardens that we grow or, you know, is raised, the livestock, that is cutting deep into what would be a grocery bill.
Yeah.
That's cutting deep into it. And it's actually better for you to actually eat your own food, believe it or not, than to eat the food out there. I know sometimes you just don't have a choice, but you do. Oh, by the way, somebody resented the fact. They almost cussed me out. I'm like, man, people are, how did I frame that earlier? People are really charged up on promotions nowadays. You say something that they don't like, and they take it personally. You know what I mean? As if I really know all y'all. I don't know all y'all.
That's so true.
So they got on me.
Now, y'all have to understand, we eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruit on this community. We eat an extraordinary amount.
Yes.
And we do a lot of fasting as well. We don't get up here and advertise it to appease your conscience.
None
of your business. But when you go over to the book of Romans, I'm going to read this and let y'all go ahead and argue with the book. They took offense to it when I said, if you ain't on the earth, you will be a weak spirit.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You think I'm making this stuff up? See, people think I'm just pulling jabs at you.
True.
Now, come on. Now, you got Romans 14, 1 and 2.
This is NRSD.
It makes no difference. Go ahead and read it anyway.
Welcome those who are weak.
Wait a minute. Welcome those who are what?
We
see, at least over there, they say welcome.
Well,
King James, this comes right off the box, said, him that is weak.
Yes,
that, you want to take a bench, you should have started right there. That is dressing it up a little bit. Welcome those that are weak and do what?
In faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions.
You hear that? There's no need in us being contentious with each other, trading words, because you have an opinion and I have an opinion. There's no reason to be at odds, is it? Verse 2.
Some believe in eating anything.
The King James says, for one believer, that he may eat all things. Read on. While the weak does what?
Eat only
vegetables. Now some of y'all need to repent. Now the King James says, him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not the doubtful disputations.
Yes, sir.
For one believer that he may eat of all things, another who is weak eat of herbs. Verse 3, read.
Those who eat must not despise those who abstain.
Now my question is, it's just like this homosexual stuff. Alright? It said, read that again.
Those who eat must not despise those who abstain.
We got people that live on this community that eat nothing but herbs.
True.
We don't despise them. We receive them as brothers and sisters. Matter of fact, we don't really care. You go ahead and eat it.
Yes, sir.
Don't bother us none.
That is right.
We don't despise them. But why do y'all get so angry and upset when I start quoting the word? Read.
And those who are saying must not pass judgment on those who eat.
And boy, they do it big time, don't they?
Yeah.
You ever notice that in the Hebrew community, boy, man, they jump on you. Man, you talk about that yard bird, that chicken, but woo, they coming out, ain't they?
Mm-hmm.
They coming out as weak as y'all are.
Oh, yeah.
See, the book said y'all were weak.
Yeah, the book.
Yeah. What we'll do is just tear out Romans 14 and say that we don't agree with that. Get all in our emotions and get all in our feelings.
There it is, sir.
And get all mad. I know what to receive. The problem is, you mad because Pastor Dow said it.
Oh.
And the only thing I'm doing is repeating what the book says.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I didn't give you chapter and verse, you should have went to the book.
Yeah.
Now, you really got to repent because you found out you wasn't mad at me.
Come on.
There you go.
Back.
You was mad at the Most High.
Yeah.
Why is it that you have no discernment of spirit to know when the word is being spoken anyway? That is the real issue in the problem.
Yes.
And why are you so militant because I spoke to you the truth?
Come on.
Truth? I spoke to you the truth and you got mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, get King James, 1 Timothy 4. I'm going to show you what else is going on in this world. Then we're going to get right back to the announcements. See, all these people that, you remember I told these people, I told the people on Facebook, because they love making posts on there about not eating meat and not eating chicken and, you know, cow and all that other stuff, right? That's what they do. There's a big movement out there. They ain't getting bigger, too. I told one guy, I said, you better eat that lamb. You better eat that lamb. So much for vegan, vegetarianism.
Uh-huh.
At least once a year, you better eat that lamb.
Man, by himself, eating raw fish.
Oh, you can't say that, man. We were here now, but you know, you can't say that, man. They will tell you that that's the other side. If fish ain't meat, then what is it? How many times have you any meat? Have you any meat? It didn't say, do you have any, do you have a piece of spinach? See, what happens is you got the people who are abstaining, judging those of us who believe that we can eat whatever's clean, as well as vegetables and fruits. I would, myself personally, I would much rather sit down and eat a big old gigantic bowl of fruit.
Come on with it.
Hey, especially some watermelon. Woo! Like fried chicken and watermelon. So we just get rid of chicken to eat the watermelon. I'd rather eat big old fruit. Man, I can eat a big old bowl of fruit. Pineapples. Grapes. Apples. Cantaloupe.
All that.
I ain't get fooled on that.
Yes, sir.
Tastes good, too.
Praise God.
So why do you eat meat, Pastor Dow? Because the book says, I didn't give me a dietary law.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Daniel, that video y'all just seen, right? Daniel said, dang, Pastor, you done made me want to go in there and go bench. That man's strong. It don't make no sense how strong that man is. So he gets in there and get on the benches, and he goes, I think he went straight to 355.
Good
God. Yeah. Then twice, then he loaded up and went to 405. I'm like, dang. See, I gotta be at least 15 years younger to hit that. At least I gotta work and try right now, see if I can make it. But I ain't trying to work and try that. Then he said, I ain't trying to live heavy no more. You don't need to live heavy no more.
True.
You already lived in houses and trucks and semis and cars and everything else. And that is strong, man. That's a lot of pushing.
Yeah.
Now, Brother Daniel, you're strong as a bull, boy. Then he told me, he said, Pastor, he said, boy, that, he said, I hope when I get 50, I can lift like that, because that's some weight you moving. See, if I hit on the herbs, I wouldn't be able to lift that weight.
That's the truth.
You know what? Because, see, the red meat got creatine in it.
Yeah,
it do. It has some branched-chain amino acids and stuff like that. I need some stuff like that. Like, I need some stuff like that. And I see the reason why a lot of people who are vegans are out there judging those of us that eat, because they don't have the stamina to work with us to build anything either. I ain't never seen no vegan being able to work with meat. They usually are real thin, weak. They can barely pick up the Bible. I mean, that's a struggle to pick up the Bible. Huh? All I'm doing is stating facts.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
so now, look what, so you got Bob Key and all of them out there teaching everybody to abstain from eating meats, right? So Paul had already, wouldn't it be something that Paul didn't call this 2,000 years ago? But he called this in the first century.
Yes.
And he says, this is what's going to happen in the latter time. Now, you can't make this up. y'all need to really truly try your best to comprehend under what ostrich or what spirit that you really listen to. Listen to the book. Now the what?
Now the spirit.
Now the what?
Spirit.
What does the spirit do?
After what spirit? Speak express
in what?
That in the latter time.
That means latter time. Now this was written in the first century.
Right.
So we are in the latter times. 2,000 years removed, right? Yeah, I think we're in the latter times. We're in the latter times. You hear this? Call out, call out. You hear this? In the latter times. Come on.
Some.
How many?
Some.
How many?
Some.
What is some going to do?
Shall depart from thee. Yep.
And how are they going to do that?
Giving heed.
They're going to be listening to.
Oh.
Seducing spirits.
Enticing spirits.
Come on.
Manipulating spirits.
Yes, sir.
People have cunningly devised and divisive language.
Ooh, that's good.
Seducing.
Yes, sir.
Spirits. And what?
And doctrine.
Teachings.
Of devils.
Of devils. That's what it says.
Yes,
now, in the latter times, some are going to depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of teaching of devil.
Yep.
So we already established from the very beginning, listening to Paul's work letter to Timothy, my son Timothy. I want you to understand this. This is what's going to go on in the latter time.
Yes. Come on,
how you following?
Yes.
The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is going to speak. He's already telling everybody that there's going to be some that are going to move away from the faith. And see, this move away from the faith by getting you to think that you can coexist with other gods. You can intrude on dark art and other things that you ought not to be intruding on. I'm serious. They're trying to still think you can bridge the gap with Egyptology and being an Israelite.
Right.
A Hebrew. No. There's no coexistence with Yah and Dagon. There's no coexistence with Yah and pagan gods. There's none whatsoever. He stands alone always. And see, and you people get out there, especially Negroes.
Come on,
some of the dumbest people that's ever been created.
I
Negroes,
mean,
boy.
I
boy, y'all fight everything, blind and single. Y'all fight it all, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Your hair got energy. It's got power and energy. Really,
man. Let me pull this man out of here. We chop this thing real quick, too.
Let's see if this hair springs. Let's see if it hollers. Let's see if it makes a sound.
Man, shut up.
And they'll sell because you're so deceived.
Yeah.
That they can say anything to your deceitful heart and you believe it. I mean, people can get up and add all types of ad hominies and logical fallacies. And I heard a guy today. I hate to digress. So they was on there trying to do, they won't do a debate. And then the guy said, and your logical fallacy is, and he thinks that logical fallacy is using logic and tying logic to lies. But that ain't what logical fallacies mean. And I said, man, listen, I said, turn it. Just turn it. It don't make no sense. It's just sad.
Yes, sir.
It's sad. I said, you know what that is? That's Negroism. Mm. That's somebody who think they know something and don't know nothing.
Yeah,
believe that they're a teacher.
Yeah.
That's all
big words.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
And misleading
Come
people.
Yeah.
Right. Come on.
And look what else they're going to do. Verse 2.
Speaking lies.
And what?
In
what?
In hypocrisy.
In other words, they're hypocrites.
Yes, sir.
And here it is. Read on.
Having their conscience seared
with a what?
With a hot iron.
You hear that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is burning its skin to be that way.
Ooh.
Now look what else the Spirit's going to do in his latter times. Read on.
Forbidding to marry.
Now what that means is forbidding the what Yah is already ordained in the book.
Come on.
What marriage is.
Come on.
That's what the Spirit's going to do in the latter times.
Yes, sir. Come on.
And look what else the Spirit's going to do. What else going to do, T?
And commanding.
Command. Then they'll twist, walk, distort, power drive the Scriptures to make it say what they wanted to say.
Yeah.
They will command people to do what?
To abstain from meat.
You better stop eating that meat. Command people, then they'll come up with all types of ways to articulate it to make you abstain from meat. Don't get me wrong. Hey, there's a such thing as going on a fast to where you, it's really good to eat nothing but just herbs and fruits and stuff to cleanse yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Even if you want to be a vegan, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you start condemning people because they are actually staying within the confines of the dietary law. And you're going to try to tell us that the Most High Yah would never do that when it is written.
It is written.
What are you going to do? Just tear out all of Leviticus?
Y'all
manifesting like a homosexual.
They militant.
Just like that. And they keep on and on and on and on and on and on.
I'm not.
You ain't weak, do 50 push-ups. What's so hard about that?
See what I'm talking
about?
Yes, sir.
We're reading from the book, right?
Yes, sir.
And then, look at this one. Watch this.
Commanding to abstain from me.
Yeah.
Which Yah has created to feed with
meat. So he got, he made meat, certain meat.
Yes, sir.
He created them for us to receive.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And the only way you're going to find that out, you got to go back to the law.
Yeah.
And find out what it is.
Oh.
The law is definitive.
Oh.
It is on point.
Yes.
Seven.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah.
It says to be received with thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And then it goes a little bit farther of what?
Of them.
Of them. Them. Which one?
Which
one?
And know the truth.
See, everybody don't know the truth.
That's the problem. Yes, sir.
Now, let's don't do like the Christians on the next verse. Read this.
Every creature.
So forget about the ones which Yah created to be received.
Right.
For every creature.
Come on.
For every creature of Yah, it is good. Nothing to be refused if it were received with thanksgiving.
Y'all see that pig that I posted on Facebook?
Yeah.
That pig was eating shit. Eating it up, too. Don't worry about it. You can see it, man. The pig was in it. I mean, big balls of it, too. It was getting down. And I said, and them Christians will tell you, bless it.
Bless it.
As long as you bless it.
Thank you.
But see, the Most High Yah, he never told you that those particular meats ought to be received with thanksgiving.
No, the truth.
See, you don't know the truth.
Come on.
Nope. He already told you that Yah already said he got certain meats that are created to be received with thanksgiving.
Yes.
Of them which believe.
Yes.
No, no. True. But see, y'all trying to make a right. Own truth.
Right.
And then they go by. Well, watch this. Verse 5 is the kicker.
Yep.
Or it's sanctified.
It's sanctified.
It's
just because you pray. It's
clean.
You pray against the dietary law, and you think y'all going to move the dietary law out of the way. Except your abominable prayer. You want to self and sanctify what y'all call unclean.
Look, come on.
I tell you what, y'all better remember this. Y'all don't change.
No.
Praise
God.
He only changes application. But he himself don't change.
Oh.
Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
He made changes.
Yeah.
We no longer have to sacrifice animals.
Come on.
Because we already have.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Application.
Yes, sir. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Sacrifice still required.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Hey. Come on. That's why Who said the law is perfect.
Yeah.
So you can set up, it will be something the book didn't call us, but he called it in the first century.
Yeah.
Told us what to look for and warned us what to look for. Mm-hmm. With these crazy ass people today.
Yeah.
But hey, you listen to Bob Keeke, but you got to tear up Leviticus 11. Because they use logic. What God would do that? The Most High. I mean, Yahshua is sitting up there preparing fish even after the resurrection, showing that we're going to be eaten in our glorified bodies.
Yeah.
Oh, now. Oh, yeah. Oh. Not only are we going to be eaten, they're also forbidding us to drink wine. I'm going to be drinking wine.
Come on.
yourself,
yeah,
agreeing with the
come
things
on,
that you
yes,
said.
Yes,
you. And when you hear truth, automatic connection,
yeah, that's it.
Because you have already reprogrammed your heart. Oh, from a brand new operating system.
Yeah.
That's how I know some of you ain't spending no time with y'all.
Oh,
you ain't studying, you ain't reading, you ain't fasting, because there ain't no everlasting change.
Yeah.
You don't like this computer. This computer can only behave the way I program it.
Yeah.
When it comes to me, there's nothing on it.
Come on.
You know, it's just waiting to be and y'all want to write on the table of your heart. But it's never going to go against your will. You see, you've got to want to be you got to want to be written about. And if you want to be written about, you got to learn how to shut your mouth. Read the word in the spirit of your mind. And watch your subconscious get transformed. That way, when somebody lies to you, you don't have some automatic response.
Come on,
you already know the truth. When you are spending time with it, it's an open book.
Yeah.
Easily to be read off all day.
Oh, that brother.
You know why? Because he or she can acknowledge the truth.
Come on, man.
Yeah. They hear the truth, and consciously they responded to it because already in the subconscious.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, breathe.
Pre-program.
Walk it together.
Come on. This is how a lot of people program. You say something. And automatic, it invokes an emotional response. And people talk after that. People move after that. They give actions after that. And they never even check their spirit.
Preach.
Israelites will move by truth.
Yeah.
In the inward part.
Three words.
Come on.
Indeed.
Hallelujah.
You ever notice whenever I say I'm going to say something now?
Yeah. And I give a number or something like that. I told you I'm going to say something.
Profile.
All right. So if you really, truly want to walk after the kingdom, it'll behoove you to get up in the morning.
Oh, come on, man.
Give your respects to the Most High God.
Yes, sir.
Open up that book.
Yes, sir.
And just start baptizing, soaking, and punching yourself.
Come on, man.
In that word. One-way communication.
One-way communication.
Oh.
Communication is
feeling
you receiving, and you ain't got no rebuttal,
come on.
No combat.
Yeah.
It's all on that.
That's how it is, man.
And the more you do it, the more that your old system is being wiped out.
Yeah.
See, we're not trying to defrag you so that you can continue to keep operating.
Come on.
No, we're trying to wipe you out. People can't respond right. We can't live right. Can't think right. Can't talk right.
Dang. Come on.
Don't teach us to acknowledge the truth and hope to be godly? But when that new man, you got the Holy Spirit, but he still has got to have the word in there when you're a primitive of God. Is I'm going to go back to will. So whenever you see you do a certain thing, it's because your heart is being manifested. And whenever you don't have any self-control over your mouth, the book had already told you out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks.
Man, come on here. Come on, Seth.
For the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes, sir. Come on. Come on.
And some of you have been so used to your heart speaking.
Bondage. Yeah.
In the heart.
Come on.
Let the renewed man in.
Come on.
Freedom. Come on. I'm sorry.
Come on.
The real true Israelites.
Come on.
They love that word.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Every time
they hear that word,
they hear that word.
You got a cup in your hand.
Yeah.
You can say, fill up my cup.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think this is mostly for the people who are in concessions. Yeah, we got all that. Yep, that's what it is, mostly for the people. They're going to serve for 2 hours, and they're going to have many, I'm talking about anything you can normally think of concerning food is probably going to be there. And so what I'm saying is, when you walk by there, yeah, you can take the food, they won't say anything. But man, throw a donation in on this good time. Throw appreciation for somebody doing a labor outside of what we've already asked for. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Give them a little bit, man. Give them a little bit. And that would probably encourage them to even do more than that year. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
and you know it's going to be good. The brother Sean got anything to do with it? Well, Brother Rashawn, man, he kept bringing that food, man.
Right. Very good.
You know, all the thing we want to do is get up from the table and just slap it. Now, people don't, I know a lot of you people with different ethnic background don't understand why black folk want to slap the shit out of some other black folk. It's a movement of endearment. You ever slapping? We don't never really go through with the slapping. We just said we did. It's just...
Yeah,
there you go. It's just good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hey, Jefferson, you don't know
if Foster
said slap your mama?
Yeah.
You ain't going to literally slap your mama. Well, y'all people something. Here we are. Anyway. Ruby Tulips. Blessings to the most high of y'all. Favor be upon you forever, Shepherd, and all your house. We receive that.
Yes.
We receive all that favor. We do. I do it. Listen. I do love all of Israel. I promise I do. And I believe that Israel loves Israel. We're going to probably get it. As a matter of fact, I know we're going to get it tonight.
You mean an hour already that went by, man? We just got started.
An hour already that went by.
Hey, come
on. Hey, come on. That hour went by quick.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I hope y'all sisters be enjoying this word like we do. It makes no difference. If you don't, we still won't get off here.
Oh, yeah.
We coming out full.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
We coming out full.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, I had a few things, charged up topics I was going to talk about, but some of them just going to let pass because they're not relevant to tonight. So, we have the feast days of blowing of the trumpet. It's going to take place the night of September the 24th. Right now, we're sitting at 800 people at the feast, and if a few more people call in, we're going to be close to our quota already. So I'm telling you, if you have any aspiration whatsoever at all, you are invited. Someone say invited.
Invited.
If you are invited to the feast, because you do have to be invited to the feast.
Yes.
Yeah. No, people don't get that. People always say, why can't you just come? This ain't Christianity.
Come on.
You don't get to come the way you are.
Yeah.
This is not Christianity.
Hallelujah.
You should have known that if you've been listening to me for any length of time anyway.
Certainly.
Woman, don't come in here with your damn painted up Jezebel makeup and shit on your face.
Yes.
Don't do that. Defiling our land and our Yah.
Hallelujah.
We like seeing the purity of everybody.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Real purity. Sanctification.
Hallelujah. But the cutoff date for you to be able to call in and get your name in the book for the feast, and believe me, we got to wear a check-in too. It's the 23rd of September. 23rd of September. Now, Brother T has been hard at it working on the Holy Days calendar. And he's already done sent it to me. And he's looking for me to go ahead and give the go-ahead and approval, and then he's on it. I mean, Brother Steve and Sister Wendy, they do so much for this ministry. Man, once be the fathers, we were there able to get over that border. One time, man, and come down here, it's going to be a feast within itself.
Amen.
Just because they came.
Hallelujah.
Sorry, brother, but you don't want that kind of attention.
True.
You don't. You can't be set up at doing things for yourself, playing to yourself, you know what I mean, and have that one hand out here, the other one in the back. It's got to be a labor of love.
Yes.
Yep. And that's the difference between Steve and Wendy and the rest of them, because there's a little labor of love there.
Yes, sir.
they do stuff and expect nothing in return.
Yes, very much true.
You know, it would cost us in excess of at least $2,000 to $3,000 a year to keep our website running the way that he runs that website. And what's going on? Y'all been to the website lately? Everybody, well, man, no new newsletters or nothing. I get off a little bit busy doing it or not. That don't mean I'm not going to write them. When I do write them, y'all probably don't want to read them anyway. Too much truth. The Israelites, only one want to read truth. You know how many newsletters I've written and the so-called Hebrew community done took that truth and used it for their own? What did Jeremiah say? They steal your words. They steal your words. Isn't that what he said? What are you doing? That makes no difference. I'm just glad that the name of the Most High Yah is being
hallelujah.
Jesus. Praise God. Yeah, his name ain't Jesus. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Perfect translation.
For real. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be saying it. And I think I know what I'm doing, too. So, I realize that we speak about a lot of highly charged topics that will make people full of emotion. Shocked and appalled. That's what it makes a lot of people.
Yes, sir.
But that's the whole purpose of being able to put a defibrillator on your mind. You got to be able to think for once in your life. At least try to produce a original thought. You know what I mean? You hear me, but at least try to produce something. Think on these things. If you think on anything, it's on the kingdom, boy. That's some good stuff to think on.
Yes.
So, if you go to Proverbs 29, verse 11, we all heard this before, but that's not what I'm concentrating on. I'm going to be concentrating on the next verse. Everybody need to listen to this. I know y'all letting that AC run now. Y'all good?
Oh, we good.
Fire. We. I know. Hey, TJ, you from Minnesota. Look at you. You bundled up more than anybody.
Yes, sir.
No, you want to put it on? Put it on. Shoot, man. I'll put my hoodie on everything, man. I'll be covered up like the abominable snowman. That's what I do. Shoot. That's like Nelly, man. She's from Puerto Rico. You would literally think she's from the Netherlands or Iceland. Iceland. Oh, yeah. From what, a hot region in the world. And, brother, she would take it 32 degrees every night and be comfortable. I don't get it. I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. Makes no sense to me. But that's how she does. She'd love it, too. Bless her heart. Proverbs 29, verse 11. Come on with it, teach.
A fool.
A what?
A fool.
A what?
A fool.
A fool would do what?
Utters. Oh. It might.
See, we just got to talk about that early, though, didn't we? Prior to conversion, you got a lot of stuff inside of you. You hear stuff, you get communication. Coming from your subconscious. It comes from your heart. It's already there. And you assume that when you utter that, that you're right. That's why you have to be reprogrammed.
Yes.
And you have to learn how to speak. Because
yes,
a fool utter all his mind. You don't want to utter the mind of carnality.
Yes, sir. Truth. Learn.
There you go. There you go. We don't.
But. A wise man.
What kind of man?
Wise man.
What would a wise man do?
Keeps it in.
Until what?
Until afterwards.
See, what is that? The only thing that make a man wise is taking heed to y'all's
word. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Putting y'all's word, you shut your mouth and you don't go on the first impulse.
No.
First thing come to your mind, hold on. I've been functioning after this way for a long time.
Yeah.
Let me try to function after the kingdom way a little bit here. Let me hold this and see what the word got to say. You know what I mean? Then speak. Now, people can't do that today. They gotta try to make you think that they're wise in their own conceits.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it is. Now, Here lies the problem. Brother Van Robinson says, Shabbat Shalom, from the Robinson household pastor. Bless y'all.
Yeah, hallelujah.
May the tender mercy of the Most High God continually be upon y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you for you. Thank you for your constant reminders, like that on YouTube video, how to control the population. Bless your household.
Yeah.
Did y'all like that one? Y'all like that one? Now tell the truth. Now I may say something a little bit different or something. Is it not still the same message though? Is it not still the same message? It's just that what I'm doing is adjusting the message as we go to show y'all exactly what the powers that be are doing.
Yeah, yes sir.
When it's all said and done, it's gonna be about, are you gonna be able to eat? And are you gonna be able to stay warm? I mean, even in the midst, let's say if you got a summer that's 115, 120 degrees, you can still find shade and still survive.
Mm-hmm.
But man, when it get cold, it is brutal beyond all belief. Most people ain't never felt cold before.
It's like not being
the one. I felt cold.
Man.
I know. I can speak this because I know it of the truth. I know that Frogman and Gideon has felt cold. And when we talk about felt cold, we talking about living in it for weeks and months without being able to come in the garrison. Without being able to come in home. Get a nice cold shower and all this other stuff. You know what I mean? You got to stay out there 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's freezing outside. You better know something.
Yeah.
You better know something. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I don't wish that on nobody, though, because that cold is brutal. Did I tell y'all about the first time when I was down in Fort Bragg when it was really, really cold outside? And I was on guard duty as a private. Did I tell y'all what I did? I was like, 19 years old, just got finished with boot camp, AIT, and jump school. Right, Bobby? I went to permanent party. What even, it's probably 2-3 weeks later, I was out in the field at the permanent party. You know, 80 seconds, don't be playing no games. You know what I mean? You a young buck. I look like you, man. I don't know what the hell going on. They had me out there as a private on guard duty. You know, privates always do the low base stuff, right? You know what I did? It was so cold out there, man. I was out on guard duty. I was shivering my ass off. I had a little tear come out of my face. I said, Mama, 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 Mama. Oh, shit, it's cold. I'm telling y'all true. So this. Ranger said it right. It's not really cold until you're wet. That's when you really get cold. Oh, yeah. And you know what that wet is? You go jump out of a plane. And it's 2:30 in the morning when you jump out. And then you hump between 11 and 15 miles through mountainous terrain. You don't think you're soaking wet? Mountainous terrain. You're going through streams, rivers, all over the damn place and stuff. And then when it's time you settle down, it's cold as shit. Guess what? You still won't go to sleep. Ah, never mind. Anyway, y'all won't hear all this stuff. Anyway, we're not here for that. But y'all see what I'm getting to, right? Right? And you know, that's one reason why I can't get with this candy-ass generation, though, man. It's a sweet-ass generation, though, man. I mean, Cameo had a song called It's Like Candy. And it definitely is like candy. These some sweet men today, man. They some sweet things.
Yeah. Oh, so something.
I'm telling you, man. Can't endure nothing. Fruit Loops. Skittles. I mean, everywhere. Just soft. I mean, even y'all. You can't even see Minnesota. Cold as hell in Minnesota. Boy, I bet y'all love to play those games where you go south, where you know it's the temperatures. Ooh, y'all relish that. Man, but think about if you got to go play a You're in the playoffs, and you got to play at Green Bay. You already at home because you're around that cold all the time. What the hell do Miami Dolphins look like trying to go up to Green Bay? You know what I mean? Oh, let me see. Is they in the same conference? They're not the same conference. No, they're not the same conference. So what the hell? Let me get a northern team.
New England.
Huh?
New England.
No, they're in two different. New England's AFC. Green Bay is NFC. So, in other words, what I'm saying is, can you imagine a southern team going up to play? You're already at a disadvantage.
Yeah, that's true.
Bro, Dan says Twizzlers.
What the hell? What?
Twizzlers.
Yeah,
Twizzlers.
Little restaurant.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Liquor stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. But just hear what I'm saying. Man, you can sit up there and be in a... They have some old film, what they call the Ice Bowl. Remember when Green Bay was playing, I think it was Dallas, something like that, an Ice Bowl or something. Something like that, a long, long time. I mean, it was, I'm talking about 5 degrees below zero. And you out there for 4 or 5 hours, you better harden up. You better harden up and find something inside of you. And most people ain't never had an opportunity to do stuff like that.
Right.
But we do take the opportunity. Mama Grant complained and do everything else, though, don't we? So. But Proverbs 29, verse 12, here we are. Come on with Teach. Bless you, Justin, for your offering, too, as well. Let me see. Hold on. I don't want to miss nobody. Yeah, we read that. Hey, I'm glad y'all enjoyed the video. Go ahead.
If.
All right. Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
If a what?
A ruler.
If a what?
Ruler.
Do what?
Hearken to us.
Stop. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
That means anyone in authority,
yes,
if they hearken to lies, they listen to lies, what happens?
All his servants
are what?
Are wicked.
Well, think about that.
Yeah.
The authority realm. If a ruler listens to lies, then everybody's wicked. Everybody's wicked. So you see the reason why a lot of times people get mad and upset whenever they come over the straightway and we don't fight off on all these strange doctrines?
Praise God.
You get mad at them.
Praise God.
Start manifesting because we don't believe that bullshit. Because they want us to listen to them.
Right.
Nah. This book just got been said, if a ruler listens to lies, all of his servants are wicked. If the ruler, meaning head, if he's wicked, the whole head is sick. The whole heart is bad. It's all messed up.
Trickle down.
Mm-hmm. Watch this. If you're the head of your house and your wife is wicked, your children are wicked, you're all corrupt.
Mm.
No, for real.
Yeah. All that.
Come on, Israel.
Yep.
We're here because we are lovers of truth.
Ooh.
We already done gave up everything for Messiah.
Yes,
so we can only go up from here.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
For real. And most people in the world have traded this mess, what they call life. It's a bad deal. Like prison. They're making a big-ass stink because the queen died.
Yeah.
Well, she's going away of all men. Are you following me? Let's see how much of a queen she is in the afterlife. All you white folks want to give her all homage and everything else.
Don't need that damn thing.
Well, she going to be in the afterlife.
Because
I'm telling you, the only thing that's going to stand in the afterlife.
Yeah.
Come on with it. Those of us who have
repented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we realize our sick condition.
Yeah. Different habitations.
You have we have served the king.
Yeah. True living.
So let's see. Now the queen is getting ready to go meet the king.
Yeah. Hey, come on. Oh, come on,
now. You shouldn't be saying that about dead folk.
I say it
about them straight up.
Come on.
That's true.
Britain.
That's true.
Oh,
judgment.
We're going to find out, ain't we?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. You better believe it. The queen is getting ready to go see the king.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear when I was on the, I think I was on the road, I was heading up the aisle, and I talked about the monarchy. And one thing I said was, let me see. You ever notice she's the queen, but...
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because her parents didn't have, her father didn't have no boys, but she kept the authority of her mom.
Yeah.
Now, she was married to the other guy.
Yeah.
She lived 17 months longer than he did.
Come on, sir.
But he was older.
Yeah.
He was 99 when he passed away. Richard, I think his name was.
Yeah.
And she was 96. Involved. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't never the king.
Come on.
Interesting.
She'll come out.
Yeah.
She'll come out.
Go ahead.
Y'all need to be paying attention.
Yeah.
Videos
are
going to
happen here.
Yeah. You know, one thing I don't get it. Let me see. I have probably about how many patrons I got? 1,000, maybe 1,600 patrons, something like that. And each video averages about 180 views. How you have all that and only 180 views per video? What people are doing.
Mm.
It makes no sense. And I put out better stuff on Patreon.
Absolutely.
A whole lot better than YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely.
I be thinking of YouTube. I ain't catching my pearl for these swine over there. I'll beat YouTube a little bit, but I ain't giving you. No.
They don't need
spiritual. Did y'all hear my no idea the other day?
Yeah.
My live feed.
Yeah.
Talking about the end time where we at now. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Man, it's crazy because, see, I did that yesterday and it's already got 12,000 views. 12,000. It was amazing. As soon as I started talking about this, I expect we was probably at like 11 or 1,200 people in the live chat room then, I was expecting a big old drop off, man. They kept on escalating. They kept on going up. Yeah. Let's see what it is right now. Let's see exactly what it is right now. And then we're going to move on here. Poor people. What I eat in a day, nobody give up anyway. All right. So, where is the videos that I did? Nine. What's today?
That's
nine. What's today? Oh boy. Well, you try to help me dig his own.
Jesus.
Hold on. Okay, my videos. This is for your videos. Y'all bear with me for a second. All right, we're looking for something. That ain't it. That ain't it. I just did the video. Why ain't it on here? I do this stuff all the time. All right, here we go. 13K. How do you control the population? I thought it was 12. It's at 13 now. Man. Let's bring it on in, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's a lot.
Yeah,
they think. Yeah. Isn't that something? That's some serious stuff right there. So, we went through all this tonight to get to this point right here, to try to put a defibrillator on our minds to let us know that anything we're doing in this life is not in vain. You know, Satan would always try to
sell you a bill of goods. You know what I mean? Well, maybe you should have reconsidered this, or maybe you should have done this and everything. Let me tell y'all something. Being an Israelite, the way of Yah is literally to strip you from everything.
Yeah.
I know it seems backwards and crazy, and but he really wants to strip you to rebuild you, because he's not, he already knows that you're not here to set up roots in this earth. So the world want to get you to chase after everything. Listen, if you serve Yah as an Israelite, you will have those things. It just ain't gonna happen the way you want.
You know, my house, my car, my this.
Now it's gonna be in the family. Y'all getting it right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, whoever experiences these promises right here.
Come on, Pastor.
No man.
Come on.
Has left.
Yep.
Father, mother, wives, husband, daughter, sister, whatever it is. For my sake in the kingdom is not, shall not receive a hundredfold. In this life. How many people actually experiences that though? You're gonna receive a hundredfold in this life, but that's how you lose. And in the world come, I'm still waiting. Show me the ministry.
Yeah.
Show me the ministry. They're showing y'all that. Sorry, folks. We need each other.
Without us,
I couldn't be made perfect without y'all.
No,
don't get me wrong. I understand I'm the preacher. He's the teacher, but we can't be perfect without you. It's just the way y'all designed it.
Hallelujah.
We need each other to be perfect. Y'all need us because we're old and experienced, and y'all be off.
Yeah.
And then we need y'all because y'all gonna try our patience.
Yeah.
Being stupid as hell.
I mean.
No, for real, it works both ways. Because we have been young, dumb as hell. Now we're old. And it keeps on going. And we're here to keep building each other up. Hope to push this thing back a little bit more so that everybody can stop being stupid. Because the hardest thing in the world is to divest ourselves from all this ignorance. Dismal ignorance has been sold into us. And we have centuries of lies sold in us. Man, I had somebody, they really tried to take me hard on the chin, though. I didn't talk about it, but they tried to take me hard on the chin. Whenever I talk about Christianity, man, they go off. They go off because they don't listen. They don't listen to what I'm saying. You say a couple of trigger words, all they go. And they're not hearing what you're saying.
True.
Because they don't understand. Back subconscious. And it's so offended.
Yeah.
It's already extended to them. They think that you're saying this.
Yeah.
What you're really saying is. They really say, they think you're saying it. But I'm not saying that. I keep trying. I don't care how many ways you try to ease into it. You try to sell them. They're going to be offended. I'm telling you, listen to me. That subconscious hard drive is ingrained. It's bad. It's in them. That's why they can hear. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do know that all those that are burning in hell, the Most High is actually going to take us over to the side and let us see the gulf. And all those that are burning, we won't be able to see it. Isaiah talk about it. We won't be able to see it. And some of you out there who proud, you scoffed and mocked of the riot and chatter. Here we are, we'll be in the kingdom, but we're going to be able to look over at you burning. And we tried to tell you, but you were so full of yourself. Didn't want to hear. That's how I know America is the great Satan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they give people this perceived liberty that they never should have had.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, this system teach women how to rebel against their authority, their head.
Broke like shit.
I had a guy online ask me, he says, so why do you need all those wives? I said, you need to ask them why they need me.
That is real.
I said, you people are stupid as hell, man. I said, you know what? I hope and pray the day comes where they would have a real talk show.
Yeah.
And they will invite me and my sides on, because all my sides, they will rip y'all at for
real.
Oh, jeez. All my sides are in check. They will tag you up. Can you imagine Mother Carol, Mama Nelly, and something on that, and me in a talk show, and his world gonna try to, you gonna set up an audience full of sodomites, and an audience full of effeminate men, and an audience full of monogamous, consecutively divorced and remarried people.
That's all it is. That's all
you gonna sit up there and try? Y'all gonna know that they don't ever come. It's gonna be a bloodletting to be.
God! Boom!
Damn, get them out of here. If any of them get to going, it's over with.
Over with.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, it's bad over with.
Yeah.
It's sad the way they've done
it. It is.
But y'all did say when our forefathers rebelled against them that we will discontinue from our heritage.
Yes, sir.
He did say pre Jeremiah 17.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go ahead and move on. We're going to Luke 17. Hey, everybody doing all right?
Oh, yes.
You're right, Carl. It is my business. But you know what? Can't nobody lay no sin, Charles. That's the issue.
Yes.
That's the issue. You can't lay sin to our Charles. And they be trying to lay sin. And they can't do it. 17:14, come on with it.
And you
what?
Even yourself.
What are you going to do?
Shall discontinue.
From what?
From your heritage.
From your what?
Your heritage.
Read on.
That I gave you.
Who gave it to us?
Yah
Almighty.
We're trying to restore it.
Yes.
But he said back then,
yes.
You're going to discontinue. Read on.
And I.
What are you going to do?
Will call you.
To do what?
To serve your enemy.
And are we not doing it?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now you watch this. Here we are in a lot of times. If you just endure long enough, follow the way we're doing. If you keep doing what we're doing, follow the way we're doing, watch this. You can be in this world, not of this world, and still not be serving your enemy.
Yes, sir.
Everything you can do is to be in service of the Most High.
Yes, sir.
Because if you ever been filled with the Holy Spirit,
yeah.
He already let you know things are not what they seem
to
be in this world.
That is true. Very true.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Very much sense.
This world wants you to go after its way.
Yes.
That's it don't want you to go after Yah's way.
Yes.
True.
Yes.
So, why should we be together and separate from the people of this world? You know the reason why? Because the kingdom of heaven is within us.
What? What? It is.
Kingdom of heaven.
We better come on, sir.
No, that's real, real talk.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk. Come on. What?
Luke chapter 17.
Woo.
Yep. to understand. See, what people don't understand about this born-again experience, I want you all to hear me. If you want to hear me, say three. Type in three if you want to hear me.
Three.
Because y'all don't get this. Some of you don't get it. Some of you do, but some of you don't. Oh, y'all don't get this. Three. Listen to me real close. The Most High y'all really don't give a damn about your prosperity in this life.
Yes,
I'm just putting it blunt as possible.
Yes, sir.
The only thing he cares about is this kingdom,
yes,
and you advancing in it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he is.
I said, his kingdom.
His.
And what he's learned about this kingdom is he's going to remove everything out of your life that offends.
Oh,
yes. So that you can make it to the kingdom.
Yes. Come on. This is right.
No, he's going to bring you low.
Yes, sir.
He's going to bring you down from your high horse and your low.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Praise God.
Some of us do it willingly.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I'm getting rid of everything. But I'm selling it all. Oh, it's gone. I'm out. Some of us, we come kicking.
Mm-hmm.
You still won't get rid of it all, though.
That's hallelujah.
Yeah, you will. He will. Yeah, you will. You'll see. If you're a real true Israelite, there's no discharge in this war. You can pass this. Ain't nobody get past this. You can forget it.
Hallelujah.
Start at verse 20. Read the kingdom of heaven. Verse 20. Lucas 17.
And when he demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of Yah should come.
Notice. Now, let's stop. We got very clear.
Yes, sir.
Because the ignorant Christians want to try, well, he said the kingdom of Yah, the kingdom of heaven. Stop. Just please stop. Why don't we just, let's just get to a common consensus. Wherever Yah is, there's heaven. Yes.
Yeah.
So there ain't no difference.
Yeah.
Come on. Stop trying to look into something, pull something from there, and bringing all type of confusion and reteach. Mm-hmm. Read on.
When the kingdom of Yah should come.
And Yahshua answered and said.
He answered them and said, the kingdom of Yah comes not with observation.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
You're not going to be able to look over here and say, so is that.
Yeah.
Or, but it's over there. Or it's over there. Or it's over there. Read on.
The kingdom of Yah is within you.
Is where?
Within you.
Where is it?
In you. It's in us.
Come on.
What?
Hey.
Oh, come on.
We here?
Oh,
word,
man. Come on, man. What?
And on the kingdom. Righteousness, peace, love, and joy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hey,
heavenly places. Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
So, we're going to Tehillim 133, verse 1. Tehillim. I think I gave you a bunch of scriptures to teach. We're going to read them from the, whatever we got. We're going to read them from that. Psalm from the scriptures, Psalm from King James. So, we're going to read Tehillim of Psalms 133, verses 1 through 3.
Yes,
listen to the book.
Yes,
listen real close. Reteach.
Behold, how good. How good.
And what else?
How pleasant.
How what?
Pleasant.
What is it?
It is.
For what?
For brethren.
To do what?
To dwell together.
And what?
In unity.
And let's stop for a second. It's not talking about your biological brother.
Do the will of my father.
Uh-oh. It's talking about brother and family.
Yes.
Israel.
Who is my mother?
Read.
It is like.
A what?
The precious ointment on the head that ran up down upon the beard. Even Aaron's beard.
Yes.
They went down to the skirts of his garment as the dews of Hermon and as the dew that been descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there, Yah commanded the blessing,
hallelujah,
even life,
forevermore.
Hallelujah. And what is that blessing? For brothers to dwell
together in unity.
And what's happening more than anything? When we try to get in unity, you always have some voice to rise up to get in disunity.
Mm.
Right. But he only gets, remember, you don't get everybody.
Right.
He always gets, these dissenting voices always get the juices.
Mm. I mean.
Yes, sir.
They always get the juices.
Yep.
Always get the juices. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 17. I want y'all to listen to this. This is the reason why we're going on a few scriptures, why we should be together and not separate.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
That's the reason why that we always go around. You ever see us go around all these communities? Listen, I know we're all Israel. Listen, I know we got jobs you got to go to. You got to do certain things. You need to do it. But, man, by the time you get to the kingdom, or let's say invite on communities and all this other stuff where we're living together, we're just going to hasten into that.
Yes,
because, you know, you can tell the ones who have their mind fixed on heaven.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Come on.
There's really nothing else.
Oh.
Come on.
Come on.
It is true.
Man, come on, man. Hey. Come on. I'm going in the name of Jesus. Come on.
All right.
Come on, Chef. To the remnant. This to the remnant. Come on. You understand?
Yes.
This word is rich.
Yeah. Woo!
Right.
It is. It is. It's that way when the kingdom is really in you.
Yes, sir. Yes, real.
You get it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Man. Mm-hmm. Let's go. 2 Corinthians. Come on, teach. 6:14 through 17. I want y'all to listen. Y'all notice I didn't reply too much on that. Didn't respond too much. I want y'all to listen.
Be you, not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
I don't have no unbelievers in this room.
Hallelujah.
There's no unbelievers with us on Shabbat.
Hallelujah.
And the book commands us to don't be what? Unequally yoked together with what?
Unbelievers.
Why y'all think we start our own business?
Yes, sir.
So we don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Come on.
For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness?
And that includes chakras.
Yeah.
Meditation on ox. Pyramids. Crystals. Amulets. That includes that too, damn it. As well as crosses, Santa Claus, Easter, Sundays.
Yep.
Now we are the righteous of the Most High.
Yeah!
Call it all out.
Woo!
We're the remnant.
Yes, sir.
We are the remnant.
Yes, sir!
Of the Most High God. Read on, D.
And what communion has light with darkness?
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And what concord has Messiah with Belial?
I'm there right now. Not a damn thing, but keep going.
Oh, what part has he that believes with an infidel?
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
With a what?
Yeah.
Come on.
And what agreement has the temple of Yah with idols? For you are the temple.
I'm trying to press upon people to get them all understand.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Y'all don't dwell in a house made with hands.
Come on.
We call that building that we build up as a tabernacle, but that's not the tabernacle.
Yeah,
that wheelhouse there ain't shit. Get in there. Because wherever the people are,
yes,
God is.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. That building up there Y'all don't dwell in the temple. He dwells in his people. So it's about when we come and bring the praise. We bring the sacrifice.
Come on.
That's when y'all is in there.
Well,
two or more gathered together in my name. There he is in the midst. The miracles, the signs, the wonders take place.
Yes, sir.
Because we are gathered together in that temple. You better get your hair.
Better get it. Yes, sir.
Read on, teach.
Come on.
And God has said, I will dwell in them.
Now, y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
Is the most high y'all don't dwell in your mama?
I'm cool.
Are y'all all right with
that? Yeah.
If you don't dwell in your dad.
Yes, sir.
Or your grandma.
Yes, sir.
Or your daughter. Or your son.
Oh, yeah. We're going.
I don't get long as he dwells in me.
I'm in that number.
Hey, you're
long as he dwells in me.
Your name is written down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
to Israel.
Yes, sir.
Don't y'all ever be deceived one damn minute and think that Satan will not use your natural family.
True.
I'm telling y'all,
don't be so true.
Listen, don't you ever conjure up in the spirit of your mind and think, well, maybe mama. Remember, listen, most of y'all call me disrespectful and dishonorable the way I told my dad about salvation. Oh, man, we wouldn't do that. Y'all try to love them, they wouldn't. I'm glad I told him, you're going to hell.
It is love. It was
after that, left out the door, was I dealt with him. That was the end of that.
That's
how I know what I'm saying. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes, I'm going to say something. I'm not going to require a number. Sometimes you got to love the people who you say you love enough to just tell them the flat out unadulterated truth.
Yeah.
Listen, Daddy, you are a liar. And you're deceived.
Come on.
You're religious as hell and you don't know shit. Mama. You can hook a Messiah, and you can sit up and think that you know the Lord all you want, you're going to hell. See, most of y'all ain't got that in you. You don't have it in you. And yet Messiah talk more about hell than anything in the midst.
That's the truth.
You go read the Gospels. He talked a hell of a lot about hell. See, you don't have enough of the ruach in you because you care more about feelings and emotions to just lay the truth out there and then let the ruach deal with
them. Yeah.
So a lot of times, the only thing the ruach wants is
action.
But he got to have the word in this generation. You got to be able to say
I be programmed with it.
What nobody else will say. You got to be able to say it. You're trying to preserve their feelings and emotions while they're on their way to hell.
Yep.
You're trying to make them feel good while they're on their way to hell.
That's the truth.
Wow. You don't love them.
No, you don't.
You don't love them enough to tell them the truth.
Come on. Hallelujah. In the house, homie.
Let them pick and choose from there.
Because
remember, they get angry with you. They get mad at you. It ain't you.
Yeah.
Why you taking it so damn personal?
Yeah.
I thought you was nothing. Souls than all you have.
Wow.
And I didn't do it because I was trying to skirt somebody emotionally.
Come on,
He's the
Loud here. God.
In other words, you purport the message.
Come on.
And the ones that have ears, they'll hear. The ones that don't, they won't. You ain't got nothing to do with opening nobody understanding. You just start. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and guard. But I don't want suffering y'all. But the time will come when they was not in the Lord's bound. Preach. Preach. We can't do that. We're holding everybody's feelings.
Yes.
How
yes.
you feel.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Hate me now, but at the end, you're going to love me enough to know I told you the truth.
Yep. Yep.
Then and only then will you know
thank you, Jesus.
How sweet he is.
Yeah. We live in a honeycomb.
Because we can't do nothing but reproduce what he already
did. Yes.
All glory. They be listening to us, man. They can't. They cannot trade. What shall a man?
Give him exchange
for his soul, money, glory, fame, riches. Only for a short period of time.
Come
tell me right now.
Ever.
Once your ass is done, NFL still keep going.
Come on, Shep.
One of the greatest warriors died. Next one up.
Yes, sir. War going to
continue. Oh, they'll give you that bleak task. Don't y'all play that shit when I die. I don't want, listen, I don't want no damn veteran, military, army, color guard. I don't want no 21 gun salute. Don't bring none of the asses to my grave.
Hallelujah.
Not a damn one of them.
Hallelujah.
Y'all heard me, right?
Yes,
y'all heard?
Yes, sir. I mean,
if they come stone ass.
Yes, sir.
I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I understand you've been honored in memory. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to cry. Even with dad down, I try to stand strong and stuff, boy. And then as soon as I stand strong and stuff, dad's out there, come on, son. And just, man, I cried like a baby.
Yes, sir. That's very true.
You got to get that release, though.
Yeah. Yes.
You got to.
Yes, sir.
For real. Cry like a baby, man.
Yeah.
I don't want a damn thing associated with the United States Army.
Hallelujah.
Military or none of how much of a fool I was.
Hallelujah.
Could have died at any damn moment and went to hell. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Went straight to hell, being so-called hard as woodpecker lips. Huh?
Yes, sir.
I want to hear that shit. The only thing I want to glory in is the tree of Messiah.
Yes.
That's what I want to
say. That's it. Tree of Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Heaven grow.
You just gave me a song.
Hello.
Full song.
Yeah.
Walk in.
Yes.
Down heaven's road.
What
are
we
going to
do?
Gonna lay down my halo.
Come on,
my Jesus said he walk along with me.
Come on.
Praise Yah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm singing all the way.
Yeah.
I got sunshine. Come along,
come on,
and join me on that heaven's road.
Yeah,
angels walking hand in hand, singing.
Come on,
all of coming along.
Yeah.
We're walking down heaven's road.
Yeah,
walking down heaven's road.
Yeah,
and down my
join me on that heaven's road. Hallelujah.
You don't never know.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But they that do the will of my father, which is in what?
Yeah.
Who is? Yes, sir. See, some of us, it's the truth.
Yeah.
And it's a reality.
Yeah.
Reality is just a cliche.
Yeah.
We just talk. Mm-hmm. We just quote. That's some of us, it's real.
Yes, sir.
So whenever I go up to Wisconsin, I'm going to visit my brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who is? Hey, my father.
Yep.
My sister, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because I promise you, ain't nobody in them Dow family up the head down in Wisconsin. I promise you that. I only care about those who have their names written down. Let me say this. Don't make me a fool. If you think that you're a thief and robber, you're going to clap on some other way. I know if your name is written down or not. I promise I do. I know I look stupid and dumb, and I will admit that. I look at myself and go, boy, you're a funny-looking-ass person. Oh, damn, you're a funny-looking. When it's all said and done, I'm still existing.
Yeah.
Don't get this.
Yeah.
I ain't no damn fool. I promise you that.
Shepherd.
I know them that he is.
Yeah.
In the right teeth. I know them that he is. Don't tell me. Reteach.
Wherefore? Come out from among them.
Oh, for real? Well, it sounds like some cult teacher now, don't it?
Oh,
come out from among them. You got what? Join with them?
Be you separate.
Yeah. Oh, have union with them?
Be you separate.
Family reunion?
Separate from mama?
Be you separate.
Daddy?
Be you separate.
Not grandma.
Be you separate.
Papa?
Separate.
Oh,
no.
He
got
to be
kidding me.
Separate.
Says y'all. Oh.
Says
y'all. Mm. And then he goes, Lord, watch
this. Touch not the unclean thing.
And you know they love their pork chops, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't they? Don't real love pork chops.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Shrimp is. Mm-hmm. They love it, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Unclean thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, they love their fornication, too. They be fornicating the Baptist church, man. They be fornicating all up and down the place, man. Because they all Masons. They be all over that place, man. They be, if they ain't Masons, they either in a fraternity or a sorority. Same shit.
Yep.
Just dressed up a different damn way. And how the hell can you as a melanated person be damn Greekanized any damn way? Y'all some stupid ass people.
Yeah.
Gross.
Don't
get me wrong. We've all been fools.
Yeah.
I've been a fool.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, folks. I've been a slave to sin before.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was. I went to the same excess of I was stupid as shit.
Yes, sir.
But now you're what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Justified.
Oh, yeah.
Justified.
Come on.
Out of the blood.
Now born again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Renewed. Yeah.
When new preachers teach,
I'm on. Come on, teach. Come on. If y'all notice, I do a lot of sharing on my Facebook. Because that's the only thing I really know how to do nowadays. I just don't know the Facebook side. So I do a lot of sharing.
Oh, I like that shit right there.
You know why? Because I know I got a lot of old classmates, a lot of old people. That's a lot of people watch me. They don't want to admit it, but they watch.
Yeah.
And I share shit that's personal.
Ooh. Yes, sir.
So they know exactly what I'm saying.
Hallelujah.
So if you ever meet me,
or
you ever see me, you know what? The conviction is not going to change.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, come on, hey,
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 hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, they said, who is that? I said, that's my wife. Who is that? What's her name?
Nellie.
Well, what happened to Carol? She's my wife, too. She's still there. She is doing my will.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
huh? I said, go back to sleep.
Come on.
Take your ass back to sleep.
Yeah.
Go away.
Because
you ain't ready for this.
Yep.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, boy. I got a new family.
Yes.
Hear me? New family. Teacher, we got to roll Jeremiah 29, verse 4. Let's get with it. Isn't it crazy? Here we are. It's done pressed out 2 hours. And nobody wants it ever to end. But we got to end.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Deet. Jeremiah 29, verse 4 through 6, read.
Thus says the Master of Hosts.
What did he say?
The Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
All that are carried away captive. Come on.
Who I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem
to
Babylon.
Come on with it, Brother Steve. Keep posting, brother. Come read on.
Build you houses.
Build? No. You know people try to mock us for doing that, though? How in the hell do you do that nowadays? How do you mock somebody for doing what the book says?
Look at that.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Have we not been carried away?
Yes, sir.
Are we not still captive?
Yes, sir.
Because y'all know good damn well we was in our own land. A lot of shit that's flying in the mouth.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell it's flying.
My goodness, it ain't happening.
Yeah.
What?
It ain't happening.
Hallelujah.
It is not happening in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So now we carry away. What'd he say? Build you up.
Houses.
Reteach.
And dwell in them.
And do what?
Dwell in them.
But see, we want to dwell in houses that somebody else doesn't build.
Come on.
Read on.
And plant God.
And Aruba says, reminds me of the old days when Pastor preached Shabbat night. Shabbat morning and first day night glory.
Yeah,
if you don't know that, I did a lot of them preaching. Did I not teach? A lot of preaching, man. I preach all the time. I'll put it like this. You don't know of any 10 preachers on earth right now. I don't care how young or old, put them all together. There's ever preached more than I have. You don't know them. Put them all together in all the demons. They ain't there. And it's crazy because the Bible says, and y'all chose by the foolish of preaching to save them that believe. Preaching. This is what's going to save us.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Ain't nobody want no preacher.
Come on here. That's the truth.
And that's not what the book says. He chose by the foolishness of preaching. Notice. Foolishness of preaching. That's because you have to become so much of a fool and so much of a face.
Oh.
All these high exalted ass.
Yes, sir.
The rich. That Lord made that man.
That's
crazy.
See, TJ, you didn't get to see when myself and Elder Rupus, when we went up to Wisconsin and Kabir had all these people lined up. You can't blame him. I know what he was doing. Oh, man, come on, man. He's the man that loves y'all.
Yes.
Y'all lead him this way. But this is what he's familiar with.
Uh-huh.
So surely, okay, if I sit and I'm listening to Pastor, I'm listening to all these men, I'm listening to Pastor, I'm listening to men, surely if there's something going on wrong with this man, it would be exposed.
Yes, sir.
You see where he at, though, don't you?
Hallelujah.
Man, that's it.
Yeah.
Elder Rufus, he got so mad at one point because we deal with Mike LeMay, we deal with Chris Steinberger and Ron Young, and then we deal with the three students. I'm telling you, on three different occasions over a couple of days, ripped they ass. I wish we had it all on record. Ripped. They ass from no notes, no nothing, just ripping their ass from one end to. Elder Rupert got to the point. He said, "You know what?" Elder Rupert said, "You know what? I had enough of this shit. I'm getting perturbed." Elder Rupert said, "I'm getting perturbed. I've sat here and done nothing but listen to y'all, trying to move this man of y'all off center, and y'all see he is not moving." Y'all getting this, right?
Yeah.
I thought Lil Rue was getting up and started slapping shit out of people, though. You know, he got them big ass hands and shit. Y'all are some deceived assholes. They all finally said, this shit ain't even worth our damn time. No, he did. He said, this is beneath, this ain't
all right.
This shit is,
yeah.
No, for real. And Kabir said, well, you know who the winner is. Then we went to that damn, Jacob's Well. Green Bay, Wisconsin, Jacob's Well. Put it out there. Because they promised us we get the video. They never did show it. Good thing we had all the individual feed, because nobody else would ever heard it. Thank you, Brother David.
Hallelujah.
Who is real? Get that out there. Isn't that right? Y'all should have been there with Brother Patrick's wife. She roasted their ass just with a question alone. Oh, she roasted their ass. Boy, we could have that feed from the audience right there. Man, she went in. Everybody like, oh, damn. That means real life is doing that right there. She roasted. Kabir said, I'm sitting up here. I remember my old people. I'm looking on Kabir. I remember old. I'm looking at it. Oh, no, I'm on a winning team. I'm good. I'm good.
Come on.
They took a man who they would have easily elected as governor of Wisconsin and demonized.
Yep.
They took a man whose character was impeccable and believed a bitch. No, for real.
Yes, sir.
Believed a bitch. Mm-hmm. Bitch-ass wife. Lying-ass wife.
Female dog.
Yep. Yeah, for real. Tell you what, woman, we're going to be looking over at your ass, too, in the great gold.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No, but say it again, D.
I said, so be it.
That's good. I call you Teach. Go ahead. So be it. So be it of the. So be it of the. So be it of the. So be it of the.
True.
And by the way, that's what I mean means.
Yeah.
But see, I'm not just one man standing alone by myself, but that's the reason why I always have somebody with me. Because they can bear witness. Because, I mean, people love Yah. They're not going to deny the kingdom of Yah for one damn man. And I don't want nobody to dress shit up or lie for me at all, ever, under any circumstance whatsoever at all. Y'all get it?
Yes, sir. No foundation.
No, for real. Let's be real.
Yes, sir.
Straight up.
Yes, sir.
Let's be who we are, Israel. That's what we are. Read on, teach.
Build you houses, dwell in them, plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them.
So what's wrong with us doing that when we've been taken captive?
Wash. You know,
we captive. Is that not what the prophet said?
Yes, sir.
This is what we're doing?
Yep.
Something wrong with it? Can I? Is it all right if I do that? Is it all right if I do that? Read on.
Take you wives.
Take a, no, no. A wife.
Wives?
One.
Wives.
Oh, I was
plural.
If I was the only man in my 30s, boy, I'd be salivating at this shit. Oh, hallelujah. Man, when you get in your 50s and stuff, man, you be thinking about Israel.
Yeah.
And everybody, I love my side when we're wrong. You'd be like, damn, you know, your body, your responsibility all over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep going.
My God. True.
Take your wives, get sons and daughters.
And get sons and daughters.
Yes.
That's another thing, though. Boy, as soon as this guy came along, you know, the silence is deafening. The silence is deafening. Isn't it? They just seem to just go away. I mean, literally go away. Come on.
take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased
in
that and not diminished.
So, God, I'm going to stop this for a second, all right? I want y'all to understand something. Real wealth is not in monetary gain. Real wealth is in your seed.
Yeah. Apparently.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Real wealth. That's where it is. I got about to be the Father's will. Things still going. Give me 2-3 more years to speak about this, and I believe he will. I'm going to help change, I'm going to make a serious game change in Israel about what we need to be doing further. Well, Pastor, I want you to tell us now, because it ain't time. I told y'all, when I first started learning about religion, I said, I'm a 3 years, I'm not going to say shit.
Yeah.
Did I tell the truth? I didn't say shit. I said a damn word about religion after I mentioned 3 years. 3 years.
Yep.
Most of y'all can't even hold water for a month.
That's the truth.
Boy, but when I came out, all y'all have to do is learn how to do what we tell you to do. Learn. And don't fall for this shit in America where they tell you, well, you go to school and learn, it's professional learning, professional learning. But yeah, listen, you only need one. One person gets certified. The rest of the Israelites can work up under that one person. But that one person has to be 100% dedicated to Yah. You get it? Because we can build a building. We can buy the land, build a building. Am I right? Save us every damn thing. Look, I'll give you an example. All right? So, I'm a hypothetical situation. I'll give you a situation, all right? So, let's say in Nashville, Tennessee, we got, I'm going to say an acre. I'm going to say a quarter acre of land. That's all you need. Quarter acre of land. 1 acre is a football field. 1 acre. A quarter is a fourth of that. That's enough to build a building and have plenty of land for children to run around on. We could start our own, watch this, righteous daycare center. We build a building, don't worry about nothing. We purchase the land, don't worry about nothing. We put responsible sisters in there that will. But before you get to get into this, you got to sign this contract and agree to our terms. Your child will be raised in morality. There will be no LGBT. There will be no private institution. Conservative private. You get it. Oh, let's say a brother or sister want to be a dentist. Buy another quarry. Put one dentist in there. Have all these help. Build a 2-story complex. We build it. Don't want nobody shit. Buy the land, don't nobody nothing. She's the dentist, he the dentist. And if you want to hire other dentists, want to be part of it, do your cut. Other than that, we own every damn thing. Or, they say we don't want to do that. Let's say we have 20 trucks. Start a truck company. Sure, it would be nice to have 20 trucks and 60 drivers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rotate them in and out, and ain't nobody the most that anybody's missing any time at home. 2 days. Home for 5, away for 2. bringing all the money in Israel from him because you want everything for me, myself, and I. That's the problem. You don't see the big vision.
Yeah.
Vision. And without a vision, what are people doing?
The people perish.
Yes, sir.
Wait. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And the whole time, while all this is going on, mom still get to stay at home, homeschool.
Yeah.
We're still separated from the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Our women are holy.
Yeah.
We're able to raise holy daughters.
Yeah.
Holy sons. Come on now.
Good.
Or if we want to start, goddamn, you understand? Let's say if you frame a home, let's say if you do custom build, and you do a home from the beginning, from the start to the finish, and the home, if it costs you $500,000 in material, guess what? You're getting ready to make $500,000. Because that's $1 million home.
Right.
You're getting that. So if you teach a couple of brothers, you are the foundation crew. You are the framing crew. You are the plumbing and electric crew. You get it? And when we go back home, we go back to our little simple homes of, some home we're living in, 2,400 square homes and be able to pour right back in Israel.
Yep.
Something wrong with that? Come on. You got food. You got ready to get this. Go back out. Do it again. And again. And again. And again. Have a brokerage account over here. Let all the shit amass in the ministry. Make sure we got somebody that everybody can trust. Two or three. Checks and balances. And we keep it going. Successfully. Generation after generation. Ain't got been on. See what I'm talking about? But no, we don't want to do that. We would rather individually go out and pay $1,200 a month in rent. And pay our own individual light bill. And pay our own individual car note.
Yeah.
And our own individual food bill.
Yeah.
Keeping their system afloat and alive.
Come on.
Their system.
Come on, Chef.
Rather than to do it the way God's teaching us right here.
Program.
I want to hear that shit. You understand what I mean? But see, this is what happens. And this is the problem when you start reading the Bible. Because that's what they ain't hope. Even Christianity is hoping that you don't ever read it. They're hoping you just believe what they say, but just don't ever read it. Because you read it, and then you start to... They call it logic and reason. I call it discernment.
Yes,
you'll be like, then the problem is finding the remnant or the few that is willing to do it.
Yes.
That's the other problem.
Yes, sir.
Let's bring it on home. Reteach.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 29, verse 6. Read. You there? I'll read it. Take your wives and get your sons and daughters. Go read on.
Take wives for your sons.
Take wives for your what?
Sons.
Read on.
Give your daughters to husbands.
No, no. Give your what?
Daughters.
Well, I can't give my daughter away. So your daughter's more special than everybody else. It's in Israel.
Yes.
Read on.
That they
may do what?
Bear son
and what?
Daughter.
I'm sorry. I'm teaching this little young one, are you? You'll never marry none of these heathens. It will only be in Israel. Only in Israel. You follow me? Oh, ain't no big deal. You want to be in Israel? Take your ass off.
Yep.
Somebody in Israel is going to be in Israel.
Hallelujah.
Women, they think, I'm going to talk to y'all, they think a little bit different. Come women, on, they never divorce themselves from their children. They're always subject. You hear me? Because they come out of them, they think they have a special interest. But you ain't have shit without seed.
Mm-hmm.
Man is created in the image of Yah. And that's why everybody said, ain't no love like a mama's love. Shut the hell up.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm going to tell you straight, ain't no love like a father's love.
No, no.
Hey, these fathers. Why y'all think we still, to this day, and say, our father.
Come on, man. Father,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
I don't want to hear this.
They ain't no love like a father's love.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
Nope.
This society tends towards matriarchal and
yep.
every damn thing.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm talking about a real father.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about these damn bootlicking jackleg pieces of shit.
Come on.
Ain't got no conviction, but I'm talking about a real man.
Real man.
Yes. It makes sense.
Oh, yes.
Hard.
Yes,
there's no love like a father's love.
Hell.
I will also tell you this. There's no cutoff like a father's cutoff.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Because
when
he's
done,
he's done. That's it.
Done.
Hallelujah. Conviction.
Where you get that from?
From the Father.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Father.
Same Spirit.
This society always wants you to cater to the woman's emotions and feelings.
The feelings.
Well, she's supposed to be subject to us.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I know I'm
wrong.
I'm preaching my ass off. You better believe I'm preaching. Sorry, woman, you don't love greater than your husband.
Hell
no,
man.
You don't.
Hey.
You think you do, but
come
you
on,
don't.
Hey. Right.
Come on, sir. You just
not.
Don't. We the ones that carry life.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the truth of it.
There's nothing trying to diminish him. It's just a fact. But when you find in a child that can understand that, comprehend that, and they're behind you, oh, it's game over.
Hallelujah.
That's what Satan wants to that.
Yeah, that's tough. Oh,
but you know why? You were getting your role.
Yeah.
She was getting her role.
Yeah.
And she would support your role for the children.
Yeah.
And your business for the future.
Come on.
Come on, we want to discord dissension.
Yep.
All over the damn place.
Yeah. Come on,
Chuck. Man, I got to bring you something. Come on.
Man, that's it.
Bring teach.
This is
right
here.
That's you.
This is right here.
May be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city. Whether I have caused you to be carried away.
Y'all hear that?
Yes,
sir. Now you think about this for a second. Daniel. Y'all remember me talking about and preaching about Daniel and Ziklag? No, no. David and Ziklag. Remember David and Ziklag?
Yeah.
He had had two wives at the time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And Ziklag. And all of Israel turned against him.
Yeah.
And when everybody had turned against David, David had to encourage himself.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Encourage yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
He went back and got his wives.
Yes.
Wow. Able to save Israel. But he had to do it because he was able to encourage himself. In other words, the time is going to come. Don't look for your wife to encourage you.
Yes,
or your brother or your sister. Yes, you better have enough strength that y'all have to be able to do what?
That's it.
That lesson, that life lesson was given to us so we can understand and comprehend what's going on with us today.
Yes.
So we don't forget to encourage ourselves.
Hallelujah.
I know the survival of Israel, real Israel, it will never, ever be matriarchal. It's always patriarchal. Regardless of what this damn wicked-ass world is on, it's always patriarch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, come on. You see my house? Do my house look like they're oppressed?
Yes, sir. No,
depressed.
No, sir.
Upset.
No, sir.
Walking around and, you know, I mean, come on. It look like they want to go straight to the grave, checked out.
Right. Yes, sir.
Alive.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
Y'all good. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we're going to hold on. Finish reading out Jeremiah 29, verse 6, and then we're going to hold off on the others.
Okay.
Are we good?
Yeah.
All right, good. So you don't be diminished. So Israel, I want y'all to comprehend and understand something. Listen, there are a few people that are still left here above ground on this soil. They're still serving y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we're going to watch all the Europeans gloat over Queen Elizabeth. And don't get me wrong. Y'all don't rejoice in the death of the wicked, and neither do I.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Just take it for exactly what I said.
Yeah.
I do know this, though. We all ain't staying here.
Ain't
nah. Nope.
Very true.
And the book gives a wisdom saying by this. As a tree falls, so shall it lie. So the queen is going to meet Bikini. Let's see how she fares. Was she a Vashti or an Esther? In life. Because, you know, this life is full of deceit, man.
Right.
The monarch, I mean, you think you all this and all that.
With Jezebel with a queen.
I know one damn thing with some of the shit I heard about that damn monarchy. Mm-hmm. Ooh, if it's true.
Yep.
Ooh, guess what? Judgment is set.
Yep.
And a damn thing ain't nobody can do about it on this earth or afterwards.
Right. I mean,
if it's true. So, fill yourself up with parades, pomp, notoriety. His Majesty the King. It was Charles. Britain. He ain't my damn king. She ain't never been my queen. He ain't my damn queen. So I say goodbye, good riddance, so to hell. How about that? I'm looking for the king to call.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
D.
King of kings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fact. Queen is dead. The king is coming.
Woo!
With Israel, we say that. We bless you all. See y'all. Hopefully be tomorrow morning. Y'all's will, and I believe it is a will. So we bless y'all, sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming, name our soon coming king, Yahshua, I'm the shit. The Hamas, yeah. Shabbat shalom, the king.
Yes, he is.
And
oh,
he's
yeah.
the only king.
Yes, he is.
And he is.
Yes, he is.
Bless y'all, the Philippines. And bless you, my brother, who sent teacher that brand new laptop.
Yeah,
that's a brother, man.
Hallelujah.
I'm serious. Send us an Alienware i7 with a Windows operating system 11.
He got it.
He showed you that thing, man, from Blow the Moon.
Hallelujah.
That thing, that man, that brother spent a lot of money.
First time in Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Bless you, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Bless you for blessing you. I will tell you this. Teacher used for the work of the ministry.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Most of you be looking, you'll be using for Netflix, Disney, and all the, he'll be using for the work of the ministry.
Hallelujah.
Love y'all, Israel. See y'all in the morning. Shabbat shalom. Keep on.
Hallelujah.
Well, I've been sitting there too long.
Bless you, Brother Simon. Rochester.
Well, I hope that y'all stretch, man. Don't have to feel this shit like
bless
I.
Bless you.
Yes, sir.
One, two, three.
Woo!
One.